Welcome to the Daily Motivation Podcast. As Zig Ziglar reminds us, motivation doesn't last, but neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. And that's why this podcast is here for you daily. In these episodes, you'll hear tips on staying pumped up to lose weight, start a business, or reach any and all professional goals that you have in mind. Follow and tune in to stay positive, inspired, and motivated to shine one day at a time. Thank you for joining me, and it is story time again. So today I want to tell you a story about the one-armed judo fighter. And it goes like this. A 10-year-old boy decided to study judo despite the fact that he had lost his left arm in a devastating car accident. The boy began lessons with an old Japanese judo master. The boy was doing well, so he couldn't understand why, after 3 months of training, the master had taught him only one move. Shouldn't I be learning more moves? This is the only move you know, but it is the only move you'll ever need to know, the sensei replied. Not quite understanding, but believing his teacher, the boy kept training. Several months later, the sensei took the boy to his first tournament. Surprising himself, the boy easily won the first two matches. The third match proved to be more difficult, but after some time, his opponent became impatient and charged. The boy deftly used his one move to win the match. Still amazed by his success, the boy was now in the finals. This time, his opponent was bigger, stronger, and more experienced. For a while, the boy appeared to be overmatched. Concerned that the boy might get hurt, the referee called a timeout. He was about to stop the match when the sensei intervened. "No," the sensei insisted. "Let him continue." Soon after the match resumed, his opponent made a critical mistake. He dropped his guard. Instantly, the boy used his move to pin him. The boy had won the match and the tournament. He was the champion. On the way home, the boy and the sensei reviewed every move in each of his matches. The boy summoned the courage to finally ask what was really on his mind. "Sensei, how did I win the tournament with only one move?" "You won for two reasons," the sensei answered. "First, you've almost mastered one of the most difficult throws in all of judo. And second, the only known defense for that move is for your opponent to grab your left arm." The boy's biggest weakness had also become his biggest strength. So today, I just want you to think through. What are the things that you might consider to be your weaknesses, and why do you think that? And then think also, how exactly can those things, those exact same things that you find to be a problem, maybe possibly be used to your advantage? There are ways that most often, if you're creative enough, you can think through why these things that you often find to be a weakness can also be your greatest strength. While it's just like in comic books, you know, often the superhero might have some sort of kryptonite, but in doing so, they also have something that is a wonderful, powerful thing that they can utilize to their advantage. Today, I just want you to think through what are some things that you can use to your advantage that you might not have thought about that way before, and essentially be grateful for the things that you might be considering your problem, but they also could end up being a solution if applied in the right way, with the right attitude, and knowing that that is the case. Using it to your advantage, being a little more creative, and finding ways to make your weaknesses into strengths, and to focus on the power of the things that you are good at and the things you do know, rather than focusing on the things that you feel you are disadvantaged in some way, shape, or form. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to sign up for Daily Motivation Mail and have these episodes sent straight to your inbox. Also, head to the website motivationdepot.net to check out all of the other products, tools, and resources we have to help you stay motivated to shine one day at a time.